The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Merry Christmas, how you been? She is so good to talk to you again. It's been a long, long time. I can't explain how you crossed my mind. I guess it's just to say, gee whiz, it's Christmas.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Thursday, the 11th of December, 2025, and you are on the clock with... Today I could be Erin Green. Let me tell you why. Because my cousin is in the building this morning. In a moment, we're going to establish protocol, right? I need to show you all that I related to people, man. Not just King Charles. I mean, he's my cousin, but he's not the most brilliant of all of my cousins, you know. I got some brilliant people in my family. And since I was a Bahamian, that means I got brilliant people in my family. Because we got a bunch of brilliant people in the Bahamas. Brilliant because they shine bright. Right? Brilliant because they inspire others to be their best. Not just for what they produce tangibly that you could take to the bank, but for what they produce in people's hearts and lives. So many Bahamians out there are inspirations to other people. See, sometimes we only see what the PR, the press release, what the fancy release shows us. But when you look under the cover, right, you see that Bahamians respect ordinary people. They see the value, the dignity, the divinity in ordinary people. And those are the people that inspire them, right? The people that just do what they know they need to do when they need to do it. And I have a guest in studio. We're going to be talking about all of that and a bit more as the show gets started. I want to remind you guys of the Loyalist Charles Farquharson Will Competition, open to junior and high school students throughout the archipelago. You need two pieces of information to win the prize. The government recording record for Loyalist Charles Farquharson's will and the recorded date of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's death. Those two pieces of information, first person to submit them from one of four districts will win a prize. New Providence, Grand Bahama, Zansal, and the rest of the Family Islands compose the four districts. You call the show, let us know you want to play the game. You give the producer your information. Organizers will contact you before end of day. Also, we have a T-shirt recycling drive and a magazine recycling drive. Magazines, brochures, pamphlets, flyers. I want to say old phone books, but I know where to get them when they new, so don't worry about that, right? But we're recycling magazines. We're giving them a new purpose in life. I also have a notice from the men's desk in the Department of Family Affairs, Ministry of Social Services and Information and Broadcasting. The notice is for the upcoming Men's NGO General Meeting. The Men's NGO General Meeting. Topic, men's spiritual, physical, and financial health. Men's spiritual, physical, and financial health. This is taking place this week, Friday the 12th. That's tomorrow, Friday the 12th, 6 p.m., at the Physical Planning and Hearing Room, the JFK Offices of Social Services. So that's at the corner of JFK Drive and Bethel Avenue in the Aventura Plaza. Never mind all of that. JFK Drive Social Services Office, 6 p.m. The host for that evening's discussion, Dr. Leonardo A. Allen Jr. from the Department of Gender and Family Affairs, Men's Desk. And the speaker, a regular guest on the show, David Williams from International Men's Day and Prison Fellowship. Men, this is your time to shine, right? If you have a small organization that you want to grow to be a formal NGO, men-centered, or men-ran, right? So your issues could be community-focused or broader than that, but it is operated by primarily men, come out to this NGO meeting. Find out what resources are available. Find out what programming the Men's Desk is going to be engaging over the next 12 months so that you can identify programs and projects that you want to participate, funding opportunities that you may be able to take advantage of, and then to meet other NGOs and actors in the space to network and share information. Men, I mean, I'm glad you all wait till 2 days after 16 days of global activism to end gender-based violence. I'm glad. But November 19th was International Men's Day. We're not far from that at all. It's still time to celebrate men and for men to celebrate each other. And then after you've done the celebrating, doing the work, right? Doing the work, creating a landscape where men can support themselves and each other and their dependents, right? Like, that's what it is. We got to do the work. And so again, men's NGO general meeting, topic men's spiritual, physical, and financial health. Tomorrow, Friday the 12th, 6 p.m., Social Services JFK building in the planning and hearing room. The host is Dr. Leonardo A. Allen Jr., Department of Gender and Family Affairs, Men's Desk, and the speaker, David Williams. All right, producer, I want you to play one of those songs as we introduce our guest. Joining us in studio today, a special guest, we have with us Cultural Ambassador of the Bahamas, Jasper Thomas. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How you do?
I'm good. I'm actually feeling good. I slept well last night because I knew I was coming here. So I know.
Good.
I'm well prepared to be here this morning.
All right. One moment. We also have in studio with us this morning the one and only DJ Overdose.
Yo, everybody. You know what it is. This is yours truly, Overdose.
All right. Just in case you didn't know.
Yeah, switch it up, you know.
DJ Overdose is Jasper Thomas, the cultural ambassador of the Bahamas, but I had to establish protocol.
Correct.
Now, DJ Overdose, you don't know it, but I've been talking about you for a long time on my show because of a special project that you produce.
Definitely.
We're going to get into that in a moment. I want to talk to both of you, DJ Overdose.
I love that.
And I want to talk to DJ Overdose, the cultural ambassador of the Bahamas. I want to talk about what you've been doing since the appointment.
Correct.
Right. I want to talk about how you got here. Let me see if I could find my little note. How you got to the point where you were the youngest DJ in the country. Mm-hmm. Then when you hit 3 million views.
Yeah.
You know what 3 million views? Even my mango tree don't get 3 million views, right? And so I'm going to get into all of that in a moment. We are not here to discuss political and technical issues around the government or this government appointment, right? We're exploring the work of the ambassador on this celebrating Men's Day, right? We're going to reference a couple of statements in the media. Department of Family Affairs, our young men are in crisis, as a recent article in the media, 8th of December. And then another article from last year, Bahamas-led region and percentage of murdered men. So we're going to get into some of the work that you're doing. We're going to be talking about men, young men, and boys, and how they impact the world around them and how we can impact their world. Okay, so, sir, Jasper Thomas, DJ Overdose, who your people is, where you're from, and what's your favorite genre of Bahamian music?
Oh, man. Well, good morning, everybody, once again. My name is Jasper Thomas, a.k.a. a lot of people know me as Overdose the DJ. I'll just give everybody a background. I'm 25 years old. I've been playing music from about 12 years old. Shout out to my beautiful parents. I love them with all my heart. My mom is originally from India. My dad is Bahamian. Not going to call any names, but, you know.
Yeah.
We're going to leave it there. But, yeah, so that's my background, everybody. I started off in traditional school, went to St. Thomas More, went to St. Augustine's for 1 year, then went to homeschooling curriculum. From there, you know, I took my DJing career a bit more serious, took it on a different level. You know, we were doing a lot of school events, we were doing a lot of proms, we were doing a lot of birthday parties. From there, we transitioned into...
Hold on, let me stick a pin. I love that. And that's when I first started picking up on your career. Mm-hmm. And I thought, this is great. Young people DJing for young people.
Correct. I think I was one of the few at that time doing it. Mm-hmm. Don't quote me on it, but I think at the time I was one of the few doing it. So to be amongst people my age and to know what they like, you know, and be within the mix was, I think, a leverage I had over a lot more DJs.
Mm-hmm. I saw a video article just yesterday, mm-hmm, talking about a phenomenon, right? Mm-hmm. Where researchers, like social researchers, have realized that all, if I could phrase it loosely, all of us behave like we're 12 year olds.
Okay.
But we behave like we're 12-year-olds because technology has shifted the environment in a way that different generations are spending far more time together. Like whether you actually touch and talk to somebody or not, but sharing your ideas on these various platforms, uh-huh, right? And so the language that you see being adopted into the common like lexicon, mm-hmm, is actually language coming from teenagers, mm-hmm, from that sort of that pop culture space.
Correct.
That's why every once in a while I have to remind my former Prime Minister Hubert Minnis that we're not going to use the term 6-7 because you're still not quite sure what it means.
So
we see that in and so they point out in the United States governance, mm-hmm, in government, the instances of pop culture language being used, mm-hmm, in formal government processes, you know, in discourse. And so for me, having the DJ be close in age to the kids is important because sometimes as adults, we forget, A, we're not kids, mm-hmm, and right, and B, they're not adults.
Correct.
Right? Like we forget that age line.
Correct.
And DJs, some DJs, adult DJs can forget that they DJ into kids.
Correct, you know, yeah, and especially in times like today, you know, where, you know, there's a lot of kids that are more advanced at the age that they are now due to social media, due to these, mm-hmm, things. So it's more of a problem now than it was then. Mm-hmm. So I think it's very important now to, you know, just find that medium, that balance, mm-hmm, between within the age.
I know a lot of people can say, but no. I remember like being 13 on a mail boat coming back from Eleuthera. I had my own personal Walkman with my own personal music, mm-hmm, nothing to do with the camp. I was listening to James Ingram. Right, like all James Ingram is do is fall in love and get his heart broken, right? And then and later in life, I realized how inappropriate it was for our generations. I'm 49, mm-hmm, to be listening to the music that we're listening to. If we ever want to sit back, if we ever reflect on why is society so hypersexualized?
Correct.
Now, uh-huh, it's because when we were preteen, mm-hmm, and teens, we were listening to love music that was beyond our age,
correct,
right? Because it wasn't rah-rah and profanity, people thought it was okay to listen to it. But the themes that we were absorbing consciously and subconsciously, mm-hmm, I think has driven us to a place where we're unaware of how hypersexualized the place is because that type of language and that imagery, mm-hmm, was normal to us.
And that's why, like I say, that balance is so key because being in my field, we have to, well, I can speak on my behalf, I have to absorb so much different music from different places around the world, mm-hmm, so forth. So some of the messages are a bit some of them are positive and some of them are a bit negative, you know, mm-hmm. and just understanding that. And that's why I am so big on, like, not really the message that's sending in the music, but a lot more of what I utilize the microphone and say, you know, how I use my voice.
Yeah. As an advocate and as an old person, mm-hmm. I am this new track by, is it Cardi B or Nicki Minaj? It's one of the two.
Okay.
The one where they remix, wake up in the morning and I step outside.
Oh, yes.
Take a right and I get real high. Yeah. What's going on? And they remixed it with Bees in the Trap.
Yeah.
Bees. And every time I hear it, I want to sing it. And then I have to catch myself and say, Aaron, listen, you don't bees in the trap.
Yeah.
None of these people, and the next part, none of these people singing this song, bees in the trap.
Yeah.
Right? And so what does it mean when parents are playing that song mm-hmm. in the car with the kids and everybody singing the lyrics at the same time?
Yeah.
When I listen to Clarence Carter, I've been stroking, I used to teeth the tape out the tape drawer and go in my room and listen to it quietly because I knew I wasn't supposed to be listening to it at that age. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what the difference is. Not that necessarily that kids have access to more or more like commensurate, like when you compare it to the different ages.
Yeah.
More. It's just that how they're experiencing it is different.
Correct.
All the adult music, all the Richard Pryor tapes I listened to as a child, I knew I wasn't supposed to be listening to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, this conversation excites me because you're a DJ who also has a focus on youth empowerment.
Correct, definitely. You know, that's huge for me. I always knew that I had a bigger role than just music. You know, music was just the gateway. It just opened up a lot of doors for me to be able to just go out there and use my voice, you know, to push younger individuals. Because a lot of them feel like the traditional route in life sometimes is a bit hard. And then also they feel like it's something that they have to do, you know. And I didn't take that route. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, when we talk about the Prime Minister's recent speech and address to young men and addressing these issues, I think one of the things we don't think about is that just because a young man doesn't want to be like you, it doesn't mean that he doesn't have a dream or vision or a positive goal or journey that he's on.
Or he could be successful in general. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I feel like everybody's journey to success is going to be completely different. You know, you have some people that go through some hiccups. You have some people that just get it on one go. You know, and it all stems from that guidance, you know, and having that background and that backing from whether it be parents, whether it be an older cousin, whether it be aunt, uncles, whoever, or a church member, whoever.
Or society that reinforces positive messages.
Correct, you know, because like they say, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. So I agree with everybody that plays a role, you know, in a young individual. They're not just a male, even though I'm a male, but from just a younger from a younger perspective, you know, so I'm somebody that always push and motivate kids to always believe in themselves and always, you know, stay true to what it is that you want to do and find ways to go ahead and reach that goal, start that journey from a young age. So whatever it is that you may be wanting, have an interest in or whatever, you know, find people that have that align with that goal or have same interests. It doesn't have to be the same field, but once you guys want to reach the ultimate goal of just being successful and leaving an impact, you know, and I think that's the biggest thing I try to impress upon people, even down to like, you know, mental health. I'm somebody, and I think that we're going to, you know, dive in deeper with that. I don't want to touch too much on that right now, but that is a huge thing. I'm an advocate for that as well, because everybody, regardless of what you see on the outside, everybody's going through something. Regardless of what you see, I could be walking around here smiling every day, but as soon as I get home, I could be crying every night. So a lot of people don't understand that judging a book by its cover is not the best way to go always. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you could, let's all just pray for discernment, you know, when it comes to certain situations. But just understanding that everybody's different, man, and you got to kind of deal with people how you want to be dealt with.
Mm-hmm. And our job as elders, as adults, as caretakers, is with that book, or not only do you not judge it by its cover, you have a responsibility to help that person uncover, reveal what's on those pages.
Great.
Right? Mm-hmm. Because they can't see it yet because they're young.
Nah, yeah. A lot of times that we try to, and I'll say we because I represent a generation that we tend to, you know, confide in friends, mm-hmm. you know, and a lot of times our friends are going through similar issues, or they're going through issues, or they just may not understand at all, but because we don't have somebody else that opened that door, because sometimes it's ego and pride mm-hmm. from a younger standpoint, and a lot of times we feel as if we're going to get judged, or we're going to get misled, or we're not going to be heard, and sometimes we just need to be heard, and then after that, you could seek whatever way that you want to sort out the situation.
That right there, to be heard.
To be heard.
And to
correct.
Be seen.
Correct.
Right? I think we underestimate to the extent to which that is the root of various crises being experienced mm-hmm. in the country individually and collectively. Right? I talk about traffic all the time. This morning and over the last 2 days, I take note, because I cannot ignore it, mm-hmm. the underprivileged men that have begun to occupy Mackey Street and Shirley Street intersection, mm-hmm. right? And they are begging, they're panhandling, they are procuring, they're attempting to, mm-hmm. to, right? No problem. That's not the problem. The problem is that in their attempt to be visible, to ensure that you see them, they become a safety hazard for themselves, for correct. Other drivers, right? You know, but whenever I see someone on the street and I think, like, how did you get here? And why are you right here? Like, why have you consciously positioned yourself right here? Even though it's of great risk to you, it's because you're demanding to be seen.
Correct.
You know, and we have to acknowledge that. And from very young, that's all these young people want.
Yeah.
They want to be heard. And they want to be seen.
I agree. You know, I mean, there's a lot of individuals that's going through certain things when they go to school. They afraid to even speak. They're afraid to even make some friends sometimes, because it comes from trauma. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. A lot of situations that happen in the home. You know, so a lot of times that we don't take time to just have conversations. Conversations, simple mm-hmm. conversations that will allow somebody to feel comfortable and be able to just open up.
We've stopped talking to each other.
That's what it is.
Parents have stopped talking to children. Young people have stopped having meaningful conversations.
Correct.
The community has stopped engaging young people. Mm-hmm. And don't mind the scowl on their face. When I see the scowl on your face, that don't stop me from saying good morning or correct. Morning, morning.
Correct.
And when you speak to these young people, typically they are polite. If you speak to them in the right way, right? I put on my mum, I put on my mumu yeah. and my mum vibe, and I say, morning, gentlemen.
Yeah, I think what it is too is speaking to individuals, not to just get the message across, but to also have the message received. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important, because a lot of times, you know, parents be like, yo, me and you ain't no company. But at the same time, it's like, okay, in order for this person to be receptive, I may need to speak to them in a tone or in a form or fashion that I would want to be spoken to. You know, because a lot of people miss the message because of how the message is displayed. Mm-hmm. And I think that is the biggest thing. Kids get turned off by the message, by how it's displayed. Things nowadays have changed, and you have to change with the times.
And so that right there, me and you ain't no company. Mm-hmm. It's so problematic, but let me tell you why. I 14, miss, I done spend my whole life with you. Mm-hmm. I don't know nothing else.
Yeah.
What you mean me and you ain't company? What you mean to say is yeah. that in this relationship,
correct.
The dynamic is different,
correct.
From the relationships yes. you have with other people.
Yes.
And that's what's so important to say, because yes. when you tell your children, what do they think, miss? You're the only person I know.
Yeah.
What you mean we ain't company?
Yeah.
Listen, youth empowerment to mental health, because it's 10:37, so we're running out of time.
No problem, miss.
I see the red mic. Y'all know about the red mic project. I don't know who in charge of it. I just know the people gravitate to it.
Yeah.
The young men gravitate
to
it.
It's an amazing platform.
And I'm thinking about music as a tool for mental health.
Right? Amazing, yeah.
And I wanted to ask you, when you DJing uh-huh. and you looking from your side of the booth into the crowd,
correct.
Like, what do you see? Do you see young people who know who they are and are enjoying the fullness of themselves? Or do you see young people who are exploring who they are and trying to grasp at who they could be?
Both are two important points that you just made. Overall, I see potential. That's what I see. Mm-hmm. I see individuals trying things, wanting to be accepted, wanting to be seen, but also have potential within them that they haven't even gotten a chance to really reveal. So that's what I look at. And in the crowd, and I always make it my duty to leave some kind of impact in terms of what I say. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I'm going to be playing the trending songs, yes, but it's what I say that kind of gets everybody from 0 to 3 to 7 to 10 to 1,000. Mm-hmm. And it depends on what that individual says. Music is music at the end of the day. Like we spoke about it, the lyrics and all these different things. Music is music. But how do we get those lyrics to now be a little bit digressed, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. In a sense of you're not really pushing the momentum and the message that the song is sending, but you're also giving everybody a good time. Mm-hmm. So it's a tricky situation, especially how I look at it. This is a science to me.
Well, I was about to say,
yeah.
The DJ curates the space.
Correct.
The DJ is, the DJ is responsible for everything. I don't want to say it's Obeah, right? But I used to DJ and it's Obeah. You are like, you letting people know when it's time to take a drink.
Correct.
Right? Like,
and this is what I want a lot of people to understand too, or at least a lot of DJs that may be listening as well. Like, our job is so important. You know, you're dealing with people that are angered. You're dealing with people that are happy. You're dealing with people that are going through sad situations. You're dealing with somebody that went through a breakup. You're dealing with somebody that dealing with this, that, that. It's so many different avenues that you have to think about. And I know we can't reach everybody, but it's, let's try to do something that will reach the masses. So that's why I promote unity. Mm-hmm. I always promote some sort of unity. I believe in people looking at their friends. I'd be like, hey, look at your friends. Say, I love you. I appreciate you. You make some bad decisions sometimes, but I still love you. You just go left when I tell you go right. And like, mm-hmm. It makes it fun, but also it makes you be like, you know what? I ain't tell my friend I love them in a minute.
Listen, I could be in the DJ booth talking about, yeah, sometimes you make bad decisions, but we still love you.
Yeah.
Stop talking to that gal you talked to her last week, but yeah, we still love you.
We still love you, you know what I mean? At the same time, like, we have friends and friendships that sometimes go a little left, but then at the end of the day, love is and memories and the whole experience with how you guys got to that
right
moment, yeah.
Soon, DJ Overdose, cultural ambassador of the Bahamas, we're going to have a forum at the university where we talk about the dance floor, the dance hall, the dance floor, the club.
That's a nice floor, name, by the way.
The dance hall. Yeah.
Like, because it's a forum. We're speaking about the dance floor, the dance in general, and it's a hall that you probably, that's an amazing name.
And the social dynamics that occur in that space, like, the value that it has for people in terms of their psychosocial health.
Correct.
Right? People go there for various reasons. Mm-hmm. It's not always, some people don't go to dance, they just go to feel the energy of other people dancing, and that brings life to them. But I go for an experience, and I like an intelligent DJ, one who I can tell is reading the room.
Definitely.
And understands what they're doing. Unlike the DJ I've been today, which is the DJ that cuts in every 3 seconds when the music playing. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Do they have a DJ school, DJ Overdose?
Nah, they don't. I think there needs to be like a seminar that keeps probably, it could be annual. Mm-hmm. I think that needs to happen to teach DJ etiquette. I think DJ etiquette is more important than the whole skill DJ class. Yeah.
First of all, you're creating the evening. And if I were a young man, I look here, and you, the DJ, mess up my vibe.
Yeah, so that.
You can't see the girl just step 2 inches closer to me on the dance.
Yeah.
And then you changing the music to some ragga ragga, and because just about to slide into a nice sweet merengue where she don't know she love dancing with me, but that's what we doing.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd be so hot, DJ. But also, things like DJs for events, they turn the speakers in to the event, which dampens my ability to talk to my customer as
correct
a vendor.
Correct.
When the speaker's supposed to be pointed out to draw
and
people in.
That's a huge thing as well, because I did a show in Bermuda as well, and I had to make that adjustment in the event, my own event, yeah.
Anyway, so youth empowerment to mental health, to your nonprofit initiatives.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, so with using my platform now, and I've separated brands, like, which I like that you made aware. I separate the brands. So Overdose is a different entity from the Cultural Ambassador brand as well. And I'm proud to announce, like, upcoming, I'm going to have my own nonprofit It's called Unity. It's called Uniting New Innovative Thinking Youth. So with that, this program will like connect a lot of professionals like across different industries within the Orange community. So I believe in the Orange community full. I'm an advocate for that. You know, so if you're a young person that wants like mentorship or exposure or an opportunity, you know what I mean? Unity is being built for you. Like that is the nonprofit for you. So I'm going to start putting out events as well, solely based around that, building a charity so that we can, you know, be more, give individuals, younger individuals, that one-on-one, you know, personal
mentorship.
relationship, know, to be able to just help them in feel in areas that they may need help with. You know, me being a resource, you know, and I just want to utilize that aspect of my career and what I've built to be able to give back and allow individuals to experience maybe a little bit, somewhat, something of what I've experienced within my life.
Right. For me, it's about how do we ensure that future generations can have the same access to the same opportunities that we have. Not necessarily the same, but access to them. Do we understand, do older generations understand, for many of us, our success is about in, like I call it, an amalgamation of coincidences. Like you really didn't plan out anything. You just benefited from opportunity and being in the right place.
Yeah.
I think about people who become lawyers now. Several decades ago, you could article. You didn't have to go to university. You could work an article with a lawyer to become a lawyer. And now the process is so much different, right? It's not as accommodating for working people. And I just think that, hey, before we say that young people aren't trying, they aren't attempting, right? Let's just acknowledge that maybe the way things were done back then was actually easier.
Yeah.
And how do we make it easier for young people?
And that's such an amazing point, because now people would think that today's day and age is way easier than back then. And that's the narrative that people push, you know what I mean? And people don't understand. We're fighting, our generation now is fighting against AI. You know, that's one of the hardest things. I saw somebody make a post yesterday and say, can we get a bill signed to like not have AI in commercials? Because now behemoths that do content creations can't even make money anymore.
Yeah, the animators, now they're out of it.
You know what I mean? So it's like, it's rough.
My biggest concern is individual artists and actors, people uploading Bahamian music to AI. Because have you read the 1,000 pages of the terms of agreement? Who owns that, what you produce on that app?
Correct.
And how will they use Bahamian music in the future? Right. I agree. We should be having the conversations. They should be led. I'm hoping that BEMU, Bahamas Entertainers and Musicians Union, and United Artists, Bahamas Union of Artists, the newest music union, that they come together to put together a forum so we could begin talking about it. How do we preserve Bahamian culture given the existential threat of AI, right? And how do we remain on the cutting edge of ethics in AI by ensuring that we're balancing our right to produce and to create with the need to preserve with integrity?
I think we need more forums for those things. I think a lot more seminars is needed. Even the same seminar that you spoke about earlier with the dance hall, I think that is very important and vital within our community, because we have a lot of people in the Orange community as well, you know, that need the knowledge and the information to be passed on to them so they know how to make the right moves and the connections that they need to make.
All right. I want to ask you, because in the note, in big caps, it said, get tested. So I thought, okay, perfect person to engage other young people around sexual and reproductive health issues, aka HIV and STI awareness, prevention, and testing.
Yeah, I think it's not stressed enough, and I think within the schools it needs to be stressed as well, because, like I say, it's an advanced generation that we're dealing with now, and there's only so much things that we can prevent. But these are things that we can prevent from happening, at least for the most part, you know?
And then we understand that a lot of people that are in, a lot of young people, minors who are engaged in sexual activity are actually the victims of coercion or exploitation, mm-hmm. and they don't want to be engaged in that activity. They're being forced,
yeah.
right? And so in that situation, they need as many resources, as much information to protect themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, I have no control over when and where I have sex. Is it possible, though, that I could get condoms to protect myself, mm-hmm. right? This is, we talk about the female condom, and people say, like, what is that? Why you need that? Well, the value of the female condom is a woman who is forced to have sex mm-hmm. can potentially insert it and use it without the perpetrator or the other partner mm-hmm. being aware of it, right? And mm-hmm. so it allows them to protect themselves from potential STI transmission without, even though they don't have control in yeah. the act. Yeah. And so.
No, I think it's very important. I think at least, you know, between 3 to 6 months, every 3 to 6 months, everybody should, especially if you're somebody that has, you know, mm-hmm. that is active right now, mm-hmm. you know, whether you think that you're with one person or not, that might not be on the next side. Mm-hmm. So you have right. to be very, very cognizant.
You can only trust yourself.
Yeah.
And in many instances, we can't even trust ourselves.
So just to be safe and play it safe. You know what I mean? I encourage and I urge a lot of the, and I'm not even just going to say the young people, but everybody.
That, No. Yeah. The older people.
Yeah. I'm not going to say
elders yeah. who don't think about these things anymore. Yeah. Is my partner active with other people?
Correct.
Because here's one thing I know about the 3 Score and 10 gang. They don't want nobody questioning them.
No.
Right? They don't want you talking in their business.
Yeah.
But it's very important. I also thought about that when you said 3 to 6 sort of mandatory testing.
Yeah.
Right? I thought initially adults may get upset. However, this is a tool, right? Because you don't know if your child is engaged voluntarily
yeah.
in sexual activity. And you may not know that they're actually being coerced, forced, or a victim of rape, sexual assault.
Correct.
This mandatory testing will reveal that,
mm-hmm.
right? And then for the kids, they don't have to be ashamed to answer questions when they're trying to go to the guidance counselor and say, I think I need to see the nurse. I mm-hmm. think I need to get tested, right? I don't feel right. They don't have that shame because you're going to test them regular.
Correct.
Yeah, it's for their own safety.
Yeah, so that's just what we need to do. We need to be responsible, guys.
All right. You so know? I have somebody here that says that they're excited about the work that you're doing.
Uh-huh.
Is there a contact, and they say for the ambassador, contact for the cultural and social work that you're doing? And what's your social media presence? Where can we find you and where can we find the music? And producer, yeah. I want you to play one of them songs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pick your favorite one. You gotta pick your favorite one. So
all is my favorite.
No, but like, we can be a little biased today. That's fine with me. I don't mind. This is my project, so you can be biased. I don't care.
Well, Vocab.
Yeah, shout out my brother. Shout out my boy Vocab. Shout out my boy Vocab.
Vocab, one gal, because it's guttural like Joseph Spence.
Uh-huh.
Way up. By Bahamian Trey, because it's always a delight
yeah.
to hear Bahamian Trey. And then it took me a minute to figure out what he was talking about.
Yeah, so right? Initially when he was recording, quick, yeah, I'm gonna say this. Initially when he's recording, I was lost. I want you to believe I was lost. Mm-hmm. And the way that he was recording, his recording process is completely different from the average. But when he was recording, it was lost. And I had to, and when the project was done and we all listened to it back, he was like, oh, now it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And when it came out, like, I thought it was a part of a broader national campaign. It was perfect for that, right?
He's a smart individual. Trust mm-hmm. me. People don't understand.
But then Elena by
Sweet Jams by Elena, yeah.
That reminds me.
19-year-old.
When I was just old enough to go to Byron Lee and the Dragonairs. And that got the Christmas staple. And I was like, hold on, what y'all mean y'all ain't going to Junkanoo?
Yeah.
And they're like, no, we going to Byron Lee and the Dragonairs, right? I like all.
Yeah, she was 19 when she recorded that track.
I like Red.
Uh-huh.
Because as an advocate, I want to talk about it. I want to explore it. Mm-hmm. Because this boy is telling a story about us.
Correct.
In that song, Red. Producer, I don't know which song I sent you. Okay, he's looking at it now. I realize I didn't send you Vocab One Gal.
Yeah.
Play Shake for a few seconds, then play Way Up by Bahamian Trey. Yeah. And in that time, I can find vocab song.
Yeah. Whatever ones you have, just play, man. Just play. Don't worry.
Listen, it's something about when comedians stretch their talent.
Correct. And I had to force him to do that, you know? Because he did it, right? Like, as a joke. And I was like, bro, this sound good, bro. Like, can we record this? And I had to, like, go pick him up to go record this track. So, you know, it was just funny, you know. But shout out to all the artists that was a part of the project, man. I'm so grateful and appreciative to have your trust and be able to execute that project the way that we executed it.
All right. And look here, producer, I send the song to the wrong person.
But let me give the socials before you guys start, just in case. So I separate the brands, guys. So OVADOSE on all social media platforms. You could also search me up underneath Jasper Thomas. My Instagram, I have an official Instagram for HE Jasper Thomas. That's my platform for the usage of the cultural ambassador. I also have an official email, so official@HEJasperThomas@gmail.com. .com. So
repeat it, official.
official@HEJasperThomas.com.
All right.
So that's the email that I utilize just for
the cultural ambassador.
Yeah. So, you know what I mean? I believe in the reach should be broad, and I believe in the brands are separate at the same time. So I believe that I had to, you know, make sure have some structure within it.
All right. And so we can find you on Instagram, on Facebook, on everything. YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music.
Definitely.
Everywhere.
Yeah, OVADOSE. And then, like I said, the other brand, HE Jasper Thomas.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what's your, as producer, you play something as soon as you get it ready. Where's your favorite place to perform?
Bermuda.
Why? Because they wear shorts, eh? Everybody in Bermuda wears shorts.
Everybody in shorts. But nah, I just feel like it. The love there reminds me of home. The love there reminds me of home. And I've played, I think you had a question for me and I was going to answer it live. But who I've had great interactions with from getting the cultural ambassadorship and just me being a DJ, the premier of Bermuda.
Let me ask you, man or woman?
Man.
He could dance?
Oh, yeah, he's a vibe. He's a big vibe.
Okay, good.
Big vibe. All right. Premier of Bermuda. Big vibe.
Yeah, because I think we underestimate the importance of testing whether your prime minister or your premier could dance.
Yeah, I feel like we should have like a politician dance off.
Since
they all doing it on TikTok.
It's about spatial awareness, you see.
Since they all doing it on TikTok, let's just get everybody to come together and we have a dance off with everybody. Let's just not be serious for like seven minutes.
Are you trying to be serious, Deja? Okay, let's turn the music up, man. Turn the music up. I'm ready to take on the rhyme time. Show the boy long just like downtown. When you got love for you, babe. Please, I'm the guy. When you got love for you, babe. I need to stay. From you and 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 you. When you got love for you, babe. Play the one by Bahamian Train. Oh, man, it didn't send? Okay. I can send it to you again, producer. Okay, this one, vocab, is so Joseph Spence. It's so old school.
It definitely is, yeah.
Guttural. Right? And what I like most of all, like I say, as an advocate, because these guys were being authentic and just open to making the music that came to them, all kinds of things to talk about pop up in the music.
Correct.
Because, listen, the culture of begging we have in this country.
Definitely.
Like, men don't have a problem begging other men for a gal.
That is one of the craziest things I've ever, like, really thought about when it comes to our culture. But it's so funny, though, because it'd be like, yo, yeah, what's going on? Boom, one gal off you, though. And I'd just be like, huh? And I'd just be like, one gal off you? Like, let me get one gal. And I'd be like, so do you feel as if, like, I just have, like, a plethora of females that's just waiting for me to give them, like,
off to my friend. Because I have a plethora of because you have a plethora of females, but today I exchange
like, I'm trying to figure out, like, what are we doing here? Like, what's going on?
Producer, let's take this call before we end the show. Take that call. Good morning, caller.
Morning, good morning, Aaron. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I just wanted to, congratulate Jasper on his accomplishments. I told him, I remember the first time I sat in his front room, he was 14, with his parents, trying to engage him to work with myself for an event. Amanda Oya Jasper.
Hey, good morning, man. Good morning.
I'm very, very proud of your growth and development. I remember that conversation from, like I said, that night you were 14 and you laid out, as a 14-year-old, you knew exactly what you wanted to achieve. And I remember telling you, you're not just a DJ, you're a social engineer. And I've seen you in many ways, right down to during COVID, you were the life of the lockdowns and just being creative and innovative versus just being a DJ that shows up to a party.
Mm-hmm.
You have done something with the industry, with your brand, that is second to none. And I just hope that other guys can follow the path that you've laid out for themselves to also become successful. You're very humble. You don't seem to be a dude that the ego and stuff gets to you. And I just want to see you continue to grow and do well in life. Your parents have done an awesome job raising you. So continue to soar and God bless you, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you. I appreciate you because I do remember that conversation. I also remember the last conversation we had at a hotel. You know what I mean? We sat and we spoke for a few and, you know, you asked me certain things that I've been doing and so forth. So I appreciate that. And thank you so much, man, for that. You know what I mean? Shout out to my parents as well. You know, they did an amazing job.
You know, yeah. you know, your neighbors listening to this right now, your old neighbors listening to this, they say, hold on, his parents knew he was playing the music so loud?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it's crazy, man. During the pandemic, I could speak a whole, we had a whole other show on how the pandemic even happened, like with my career and what it did for my career.
How it blew it up.
Like the pandemic changed my life. Mm-hmm. Changed my life drastically, like huge. And it gave me, it afforded me to travel the world twice, three times. Mm-hmm. I've been as far as Spain. I've been down to Dubai. I've been everywhere. Like I've been to so many different places. I've been to places I didn't even think I would have went to, like French Guiana, Guadeloupe. I've been to so many different places, man. Costa Rica. And all these places I've went just solely based off talent and being it with my brand. And being able to play their music as well. Like, me learning different music is on a whole nother level as well. That's what I'm saying. It's so many different aspects to it that people don't understand. The other day, I sat down. I was in Guadeloupe. I sat down and wrote down all the places I went to. And I was like, this can't be real.
Oh, it's very real.
I was like, this can't be real.
We feel it. We feel it when we're on the dance floor with you.
Definitely. It's a blessing. And I pray that, you know, with me being able to just spread my experiences, that it will encourage others to want more and do more, you know?
Now, Jasper, I got a text here just to end the show. It says, Aaron and guests, even though you're a new generation, respect is earned, not given, and young people need to acknowledge older people's wisdom and experiences. Now, the text is not talking to
me. No, understood.
The text is talking to me,
uh-huh.
Right? Because the text is unpleased with the way that I talk about the 3 Score and 10 gang.
mm-hmm.
So I talk about the 3 Score and 10 gang because they need to be aware of themselves,
mm-hmm.
right? They're not. They're not aware of the space that they occupy. They're not aware of the impact that they have on the world now that they're older people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, God promised me 3 Score and 10 and anything over that, just road. We got to do what we want. We ain't got time for that.
Yeah.
Dear 3 Score and 10 gang, we are a family.
Correct.
We are a community. We are here for you, and you are here for us. Our job is to help to prepare you when you can't prepare yourself for membership in the 3 Score and 10 gang. There's nothing that we said in this conversation this morning that has been disrespectful to the elders. Unless, of course, me referring to my 49-year-old self as an elder is disrespectful.
Nah, man, it was just all love. I think it was constructive criticism. I think that's what we call it, constructive criticism.
Absolutely.
You know, and I feel like I've learned a lot as well, just having conversation here. You know, and I've learned now that even within other spaces and conversations that I could take on that knowledge and pass it on, and vice versa. So, you know, it's a learning process, man. We good.
We love you all, 3 Score and 10 gang, even though you all don't use brakes. And sometimes y'all don't use gas either. But that's not the point. DJ Overdoses, we leave the show. You hear this song right here?
I'm listening.
This is the beginning for me. I told your daddy, give this boy the song and make him remix it.
Mm-hmm.
You remix Ancient Man Red Shade.
I
said, I'm on. But this is the next one. This is Charlie Adamson, Bangali.
Bangali, show me emotion. Bangali, jump in the ocean.
impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world, see how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
This holiday season, give yourself the gift of a fresh start with a personal loan at Fidelity. You could win refreshing prizes like a luxurious spa day, John Bolt gift certificates, a cruise for two, and more. Make that move to a fresh start today. Call 356-7764. Promotion ends December 19th.
Fidelity. We're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.